Shoftim Perek Dalad Pasuk Ches. So Devorah has summoned Barak, perhaps her husband. Devorah Eshes Lapidos, the woman of fire. Barak, the word Barak in Hebrew means lightning. And so we have fire and lightning together who are going to defeat the Kenanim, particularly Sisra, who the Medrash Rabbah says in Sefer Bamidbar blasphemed against HaKadosh Baruch Hu every chance he got. The Kenanim, unlike the Moabim from previously, have no respect whatsoever for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are haughty, they blaspheme, and so Sisra is going to get Midah Keneged Midah, the most humiliating end possible. Devorah even points it out in the next couple of Sukkim. When the end of a mighty, manly warrior comes at the hands of a woman, that is particularly embarrassing, and that's going to happen to Sisra, spoiler alert. So Barak has been summoned, told to bring 10,000 men to Har Tabor, and with those 10,000, among whom might only have been 10 righteous men, we are going to defeat the mighty hordes of mighty Sisra. And Yavin himself, out on his throne, is going to fall off when he realizes how terrible everything is. Vayomer Eleha Barak, who is the dominant personality in this relationship, whether it was a married relationship or just simply a relationship of Nevi'ah and military leader? Well, Barak is going to immediately show where he falls into place. Barak said to Devorah, "Im telchi imi v'halachti. If you go with me, then I will go. Vim lo selchi imi lo eilech. But if you don't go with me, I'm not going. I want you, Devorah, to come to the battlefront, to come to the war," which is an unheard of statement from a male macho warrior in the ancient world. Now, watch any film you want about ancient Troy, Greece, and going way back beyond that. The men don't want the women folk to be at the front of the battle. Even in America today, when men register for selective service at age 18, when young women are not required to do so. One of the big fears during Vietnam, to try to prevent the feminist movement, actually, was to say, oh, girls will be drafted. That can't happen. It's unthinkable. Newt Gingrich once gave a famous speech, Google it, back in 1991, where he said some fairly ridiculous things about why women could not be warriors. But certainly women in the ancient world would not be expected to be warriors. And Barak is saying, Devorah, you have to come. Now, most people put this in spiritual terms. Barak was worried about his own zechusim. He knows he's not the one winning the battle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fighting the battle for Klal Yisrael. And so, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fighting the battle, we need to have the greatest tzaddik or tzaddikes with us, so their zechusim can motivate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nisim when we need them. He is very humble, actually, and you have to give him tremendous credit for feeling that Devorah is primary here. She's the one urging the attack. She's the one who God is speaking to. She should be the one who goes. That's the way Barak sees it. So if you come with me, fine. If not, I am not. Now, this is interesting. The Malbim then gets into the fact, is he then rebelling against the commandment of a Nabi? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends word through a Nabi to act a certain way. Who are you to say no? So what Barak is doing is to suggest, look, if you don't go with me, first of all, the 10,000 men might not show up because they believe in you the same way I do. Second of all, once you told me this is going to be an ace and my zechusim might be enough, not be enough, as I mentioned earlier. So Barak says, we need your zechusim with us to go. So he's not rebelling against the words of the Nevi'ah. He is suggesting that the Nevi'ah should be there as well. Vatomer Pasuk Tes, Haloch Eleichimach, I will go with you. Ephes, however, Ephes is one of the great Hebrew words. But, however, Ephes, that's a big however. Ki lo siyeh sefartecha al haderech asher atah oleich. Well, in that case, the course that you travel will not be toward your own glory or your own honor. Ki viyad isha yimkar Hashem es Sisra. Because into the hands of a woman will God give over Sisra. And Devorah is not even talking about herself. Barak, of course, has no way of knowing this, but there is another woman involved, Ya'el Eshes Chever HaKeni. We are going to meet her, and she is going to be the cause of Sisra's downfall. Bak Takam Devorah, Vatelachim Barak Kedcha. So Devorah arose and she went with Barak to Kadesh, showing no fear of going to a battlefront, showing no feminine sensibilities and a fainting couch. Straight to the battlefront she went. And she says, it is not going to be your glory here today. So, Vayazek Barak, Pasuk Yud. So Barak, Vayazek is a great word. It mustered the troops, but mustering troops involves a lot of yelling. If anybody's ever tried to get a group of campers together, if you were ever a counselor in camp, you got to scream and yell and cajole and push everybody to come together. Vayazek means to muster the troops, but in this case it means yelling to get all the troops together. He called them together. Es Zevulun ves Naphtali Kedesha. The tribes of Zevulun and Naphtali to Kedesh. Vayal biraglov aseres alfei ish. And 10,000 men followed at his feet, followed him up. Bata'al imo Devora. And Devora went up Har Tavor with him as well. So Barak, actually, Devora had said to call Naphtali and Zevulun. But in this case, we see that Zevulun comes before Naphtali because Barak wanted to give honor to the tribe of Zevulun. And in this case, this is an interesting statement on the Yisachar-Zevulun relationship. Zevulun, in tradition, is the financial supporters of Torah study. And he wanted to honor the tribe of Zevulun, first of all, for their support of Torah study, but also because, the Me'am Lo'ez brings down, they were great Torah scholars themselves. Naphtali, not known for either aspect of this relationship, they came next. But Zevulun came first as an intentional choice by Barak, despite the fact we're going to Kedesh Naphtali, the Naphtali people were closer. And in the meantime, somebody else was in the neighborhood, and we'll meet him and his wife next.